राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद राधे.
So we are reading this temple of love. Today it's I think new
page 23. Quotes of sharings with Shri Patsadva Maharaj. Okay, so this is from morning lecture, 26th February 2014, 9 years ago.
Maybe I was there.
Maybe. Okay. This is the nature of our soul, to love, to develop feelings. That soul consciousness, we have to increase. Then we have, 14 years ago, summer 2009, Croatia.
Croatia, you were there?
No. Still not. 2009. The spirit of the Lord is
more.
It is very hard to give up the false ego. But there is one way. If we become proud, to be the servants of Srimati Radharani, then our false ego will vanish.
This is interesting for me. So this is very interesting, Gurudev's word. Because, interesting, we have only one ego. Material ego or false ego. False ego means material ego. I'm this body. I'm controller. I'm enjoyer. Whatever belong to my body is mine. This is material ego is called the false ego. But another ego is spiritual ego.
Real
ego. I'm Radha Dasi. I'm made servant of Radha Rani. Or any identification. I'm friend of Krishna. Or I'm mother of Krishna.
Mother of Radha.
Or mother of Radha. Any spiritual identification is okay. But especially Mahaprabhu given us, this is I am Radha Dasi. So, our mind can have, or our ego has only one ego. Either material ego or spiritual ego.
It's like ego means I am.
Yes, means I am. Who I am? If we ask who am I? This Sanatana Goswami asking to Mahaprabhu, Kiyami. Everybody thinking I'm great scholar, I'm Brahman, like this. But I don't know who am I. That is my problem. Then Mahaprabhu's answer is very general answer. Jibera Swarupahai Krishnera Nityadas. I am servant of eternal servant of Lord Krishna. That is general teaching of Mahaprabhu. But the more deep teaching is I'm a made servant of Radhika. So Gurudev is saying very simple way, if we have this Swarupa identification, spiritual identification, then our false ego will go. And Virapaksumanjari, one verse, I forgot any verse. I want to marked made servant of you, means Swamini. Because Swamini has a red track on the feet, sole of feet, and then some or other Radha kicked the trashies, you know, like shoulder or face, whatever, wherever. Then he's very proud. I'm marked made servant of Sri Radha. So this is real identification. This is actually very beautiful. Oh, our Gaurachandra also is there. Wow. So Gaurachandra, so anytime you want to share, please welcome. So this Gurudev is very simple. Actually, give up false ego is very difficult, not so easy. But if identify, I'm made servant of Swamini, Sri Radhika, then easy to give up false ego. Wow, Gurudev is so nice and easy, but not so easy. Easy? But I don't know. Someone is very easy. Someone may not easy.
Sorry.
Sound not good?
Gaurachandra Prabhu, could you?
Could you hear Gaurachandra?
Yes.
Okay.
Seems like now it's okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm listening.
Wow. Oh. If you want to share, please share. Whatever you feel.
Okay. Rade. I found one YouTube channel from one German devotee, ISKCON devotee. And he talking many very interesting things, different subjects, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, like this. So, but I recognize that something is missing. He explains so nice about teachings of Prabhupada, everything. But something is really missing. And this is the spiritual identity. I see also many devotees. I know many devotees from that time. Already maybe I know them 25 years. I remember I met them before. And but nothing changed so much. They are not coming to the point to choose their personal relationship, what they want to practice, how they want to practice the relationship. They don't come to this point. Still, they're talking about all the avatars and Krishna and Dwaraka and sometimes like a friend and sometimes dancing with the gopis. But without my own spiritual identity, my real ego, I'm always watching from the false ego, from the Saraka Deha, thinking I am Nitya Krishna Das. But real identity never become clear. They say it will be revealed when we are completely purified. Then Krishna will come and tell you what is your relationship. They think like this. And actually make me a little sad to see that. Because purification never ends. I always will think later it will happen. Later it will come. Later, no? And they only see Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada. They see everyone only with the perspective of Rupa Goswami. They don't see Rupa Manjari. They only see Raghunath Das Goswami. They don't see Tulasi Manjari. They see only outside the teachings and the books of Rupa Goswami, and they follow that for preaching. But they never understand the bhajan, the inside practice of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. What is their practice? They don't catch the point. And I feel so fortunate that Gurudev is teaching this to us, that the false ego only will disappear when we can identify with our real ego, my real ego, my spiritual identity. Yeah. Very interesting realization. I could see that happening. Yeah. Thank you, Gurudev, for giving us this. I think many senior Vaishnavas, like Jayananda Maharaj, they also have this experience. Mahanidhi Swami, Madan Gopal Das, he also has same experience. Right, Jayananda?
Yeah.
And, yeah. Goranga Sundar, Gauravani, Suniti, probably they have all the same experience. After 25 years of practice, still I don't know who I am. Yes. Radhe, Radhe.
Oh, Suniti. Wow, welcome, Suniti. Didi. We need you.
Radhe, Radhe. I need you. Dora Sunda wants to share something on this point. You inspired him so much.
Well, sure, sure. Welcome, welcome. We need you, Dora Sunda.
I listen to the sweet words of Dora Chanda. Radhe, Radhe. So, he is right. The problem is, when I listen to that, that if you have a blind man and he understands that he is blind, then you can show him what you see. But if there is a blind man, he thinks he is not blind and he can see everything. How you can teach this? When this happened, if you have a person who really thinks that he is realized and knows everything, this person you cannot teach. Even if you see the truth, but he will not accept. Is it clear for this point?
Yes. Yes, you are right.
No, this blind man has to understand this. He sees only his own, he can touch and he can understand the forms of different things by touching, but maybe he cannot see what is 10 meters before him. So, but this is also a point. We was there in the same situation, maybe one year before, 10 years before, or 1 or 10 lifetimes before. We was on the same point. And by the mercy of our Gurudev and accepting his teachings, we got the eyes to see. And yes, it depends on the point. Where are you in the just right in that moment now? No? And accepting that you are blind. Maybe for others who are more elevated than us, we are also blind. We also cannot see the truth. And so we are very happy that our Gurudev is so, yes, he is generous to us and he is always merciful. He is not judging. So because we are also not in the fast, in the last realization, because many of us never realized the spiritual body or saw themselves in the spiritual body or has some relationship like Raghunath Das. And so this is this to understand For us, we are here in the ISKCON center also, Gurachanda, and we see this many times that many of them think they have a fixed position and they are right, but nobody asks for more to understand maybe some more. No, and this we have here in our place, we have to accept this. If someone come and has some question, we can give answers. Not so needy. But not so, that not come so often that someone is ask some questions.
Oh, and Jayananda Maharaj, this is the verse 17 with the marked maidservant. Uh-huh. I also like it very much because Gurudev is expressing that this marked maidservant means the one who is really touched by Srimati Radhika and got the mercy of fully accepted and fully in devotional service. Thank you for bringing this up.
Okay, let us continue. Is it okay?
From Bible. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. The Lord has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, to recover the sight of the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Gurudev explains that there are three important things here: the Spirit, God, and Jesus. The Spirit is the energy of God. God is the person God. And Jesus is the self-realized master.
Wow. So, Gurudev is also saying the same thing. We need soul consciousness or Swarupa consciousness. Who am I? Then we need Ishtadeva, a person who related and we want to love and serve object. And also Jesus means we need Shri Guru who can guide us. So these three things is same in Christianity. Christianity says the Spirit, God, and Jesus. We may say like a soul or Swarupa and Ishtadeva and our Shri Gurudev, spiritual master. So this is Christianity also same, very, very interesting. And Gurudev also many times saying.
Gurudev explained what means to be anointed. The Lord gave His mercy to Jesus and made Jesus self-realized, imbibed Him with the Guru potency. So, Jesus was able to preach good news to the poor. Who is poor? Everyone in the bodily conception of life is poor. We all are. What means freedom for the prisoners? Who is a prisoner? Again, we all are. Prisoners in our body, ruled by the senses. No peace, always pain.
So this
this anointed me. For me, I remember this verse. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Virochanena Santa Sadaiva Hiraeshvi Lokayanti. Yanshama Sundara Matinchaguna. Yanshama Sundara
Achinchaguda
Swarupam Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So someone who anointed means someone who has a vision of love, of prema. They can see everything spiritual, everything for the service of our Radha Mohan. And here, Gurudev mentioned, the Lord gave his mercy to Jesus and made him self-realized, imbued him with guru potency. Maybe if we want to explain is maybe we can say Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 78th verse, purport of Prabhupada. Natural, I forgot the verse.
I will bring that.
Yeah, Gurudev used to say this very important explanation of Prabhupada. Gurudev loves this verse. 18th chapter. Last verse, actually. Last verse of Prabhupada's explanation. So let me read. The living entity in his original position is pure spirit. He is just like an atomic particle of the Supreme Spirit. The conditioned living entity, however, is a marginal energy of the Lord. He tends to be in contact with both the material energy and the spiritual energy. In other words, the living entity is situated between the two energy of the Lord. Because he belongs to the superior energy of the Lord, he has a particle of independence. By proper use of that independence, he comes under the direct order of Krishna. Thus, he attains his normal condition in the pleasure-giving potency. This guru potency literally say Karuna Shakti, but also here we may understand this normal condition in the pleasure-giving potency, means Fradini Shakti. This is Srimati Radhika's protection, Srimati Radhika's energy. So this is, I feel, and also Gurudev's explanation super wonderful. Because we are thinking someone who is poor, we are thinking, oh, lack of money, oh, so many miserable condition, like a disease, like bankrupt, many problem in this life. We are thinking, oh, he's poor. But the Gurudev's explanation is so clear. Everyone in the bodily conception of life means bodily consciousness is poor. Because he or she does not know reality. We are spirit soul. We have spiritual identity. We are Radha Dasi. So if we have this bodily conception of life, we are like a prisoner. We cannot get out of this bodily. And before I was IGM as a society, I don't understand bhajan's meaning. Even now I may not understand, but especially at that time I don't understand what is mean bhajan. Bhajan just chanting the holy name. That's what I was thinking. Or singing the holy name. This is bhajan. So because of, I was in bodily conception of life. So I don't understand. But the Gurudev is very clear. Anyone who is in the bodily conception of life is poor. This is very amazing words, clear words. Radhe Radhe.
What is freedom? Only realizing the self as a soul brings freedom, brings liberation. Not waiting to die and then freedom. No, during this life, freedom is possible by realizing the soul and the soul's eternal relationship to Krishna. What means blind? Our eyes blinded by ignorance. We are ignorant of our true self, of our beloved God. So the great masters came to give freedom, to open our eyes for divine knowledge, Divya Gyan, and ultimately to open our eyes for divine vision. Tarun Govinda speaks now.
This may be upper size.
Ah, this upper size. Yes. Anyway. We are spiritually brothers and sisters. And our goal is to increase our consciousness and to be together, to increase our real identity with loving feelings and with service. I request that we have to come forward to show our feelings and to coordinate together with your Gurudev's advice and your service. We have to relate to each other. Relation is important. To share your feelings, that is family. So I feel now Gurudev is commenting on this. The main helper in bhajan sadhana is the mind. The mind is the lord of the senses. The mind of a materialistic person is by nature restless and attached to the sense objects. In Bhagavad Gita 6:34, Arjuna tells Krishna, the Lord, "O Krishna, the mind is restless, disturbing the senses, powerful, tenacious, and to control him seems to be more difficult as to control the wind." Krishna agreed. Krishna said, "O mighty armed one, undoubtedly it is very difficult to subdue the naturally restless mind, but it can be done. It can be done through exercise and through detachment. By understanding how difficult and hard it is to subdue the mind, the sadhaka will slowly walk the path of auspiciousness. Any stream of thoughts that emanate from our mind keeps a deep impression or conditioning, samskara. Within our subconsciousness, and all these samskaras, impressions, form, make our nature, svabhava. Just as our present nature is the result of previous impressions and conditions, our future nature will be the result of our present customs.
Wow. I think this is quite important point, I feel. Because whatever we have this body, and whatever we are thinking or some nature, this is coming from this Gurudev saying, aggregate of these sanskaras form our Swabhava. So every moment, every day's impression or thought give us some kind of, what to say, sanskara. Sanskara here say deep impression and conditioning. Like, say we have like a white cloth. And if we are washing some kind of, some say, blue colors water, and then become blue. If we wash red colors water, then become red. Like if we know, like holy time, some person give us some kind of throw away some color. Also, sometimes they throw away water of colored, you know, colored water. Then our clothes is colored by this flower, you know, this kind of powder or waters. So similarly, our material, subtle body, nature, also slowly, slowly changing. Now, our spiritual sadhana is say, but we do same thing, but in spiritually. We made meditate our spiritual body, then our always spiritual impression, spiritual feeling, we try to keep or give some impression to our mind, our nature. Then our nature slowly, slowly changing, imbued with love, or imbued by spiritual feeling. If someone want to be Manjari, we are following Rupa Manjari or Torasi Manjari, Lati Manjari. And then that Manjari's feeling infuses us, and slowly, slowly our nature is changing, or slowly, slowly our spiritual body is more, what I say, manifest or more clearly manifest. Material activity, we are preparing to make next like material body. But the spiritual life means we are preparing to make spiritual body. So Gurudev therefore saying, 24/7, we try to meditate in a swarup, our spiritual body, and try to be conscious of we are made servant of Radhika. So therefore, it is up to us. We want to make or we want to breed this material feeling, or we want to grow or breed in spiritual feeling or spiritual body. So therefore, Gurudev is saying, don't check others, check myself. How our mind is going, what we are thinking, what we are meditating, that is important. So Radhika is always meditating Krishna. So therefore, Radhika is most Krishna conscious. And Manjari was thinking always Radha and Radha's Moha. So we want to follow our Rupa Raghunatha, Rupa Torasi Rati Manjari's. This I'm feeling this Radha Radha. Or if somebody could add or explain more, welcome also.
Radha Radha.
Wow. Welcome.
I think I don't want to explain more. I want to explain less. It's so very high, your way of explaining Jainanda Maharaj. It's very beautiful and very realized. And it makes me want to find a way to live this. To live these very high thoughts. And maybe I can take two examples from what we've said now. One is the goal of always meditating on the spiritual body, and the other is always meditating on being a servant of Radhika. And both of these are very, very high, like you describe, but also very simple. Meditating on our spiritual body means realizing that what we are already doing, every action in our daily lives, has a grain of love in it. That nothing happens in our lives that does not have at least a tiny grain of love in it. We're not robots. We're not Siri iPhone beings. The difference between us and robots is that we have a grain of love in what we do. This grain of love is the grain of our spiritual body. Meditating on our spiritual body means meditating on the love that's in our actions. Thus, Gurudev's anthem, Love in Action. Love in action does not mean let's do our actions and maybe we'll sprinkle a bit of love on top like salt or pepper on a piece of food. No, love in action means realizing that to act is to mobilize our love, that there's no action without love. So meditating on our spiritual body means opening our eyes to the love in our lives. In other words, opening our eyes to the spiritual life in our lives. It's maybe not fully developed. Maybe it's not all of our lives, all of our actions. Maybe it's only a little part of what we're doing, but it's a part. So meditating on spiritual body means meditating on the love that happens in everything I do, from driving my car to doing my job at the office or to cleaning my house. There's a little bit of love in that. And that love is exactly my spiritual body. Increase it. Meditating on being a servant of Radhika means meditating also on the love we put into our lives. Because being a servant of Radhika means increasing the love in the world. It means giving to Radhika the tools to love Krishna more intensely, giving her our love, dedicating our love, focusing the love in our daily lives onto her. So both of these tasks, meditating on the spiritual body and meditating on being a servant of Radhika, are very high and very complex, but they're also very simple. They involve realizing what we can do with our hearts, realizing what we can do with the love in our hearts, realizing what we already do with the love in our hearts, and how maybe it can be increased.
Wow. Beautiful. Very beautiful. Thank you.
by giving up our mundane impressions, samskaras, and developing a spiritual impression, samskara, we can gradually control the mind. We can walk on the path of bhajan. There is no other way than this. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami very tenderly, gently, addresses his mind. Raghunath is saying, "Oh mind, my brother, I hold your feet. I pray to you with flattering words. Please listen. First of all, please always give up pride, dambha. False pride, false ego, deceitfulness, crookedness are all understood to be pride, dambha. For innumerable births, our samskara, conditioning and impression, has been identified with our material bodies and everything related to our material bodies. This bodily consciousness is a great obstacle to progress in devotional practice." Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings in Prem Bhakti Chandrika, "The proud non-devotees are the lowest people in the world. Their endless thoughts are all in vain, waste of time." In order to destroy this false pride, the devotee should try to develop humility. Humility is considered to be the life force, life of devotion.
So this is, I guess, I think, very important point. And this mention, in order to destroy this false pride, the devotee should develop humility, which is considered to be the life force of devotion. So, the other time we are discussing humility and love is almost nearly equal. And also, appreciation, thankfulness also quite nearly equal. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami saying, every day now in Munger Raj Mandir, we are chanting in Shikshashtaka, all verses. Among the 8 verses, all important, very important. But among these 8 verses, especially Kaviraj Goswami was saying, Tunada pisu ni chena, taro riba sahi shununa, amani na mana dena, kiruta niya sadahari. We have to be tolerant more than tree. We have to be more humble than blade of grass on the street. And then pay respect to all living entities. Then we could chant holy name continuously. Because we are not master, we are servant of the Lord, or servant of our Swamini, or servant of servant of servant of our Swaminis. Actually, we have seen maid servant of Radharani is highest, she has highest love, they have highest love. But same time, they are lowest position in the gopis, among the gopis. But in spiritual world, it's interesting. Lowest person become highest love. Lowest person has highest love. Highest person become lower love. So Krishna realized, oh my God, if I keep position of my Supreme Lord, I cannot taste Radha's love, Radha's feeling, I cannot taste it. I have to be position of servant of Swamini. So Krishna was thinking like this. Then Krishna was thinking, okay, let me become devotee. But this devotee should be same feeling of Radhika. Also same color of Radhika's body. I should steal, my name is Hari. I should steal Radhika's feeling and also Radhika's bodily color. And then Krishna become Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's greatness is like this. Now I want to taste Radhika's feeling, Radhika's love. Also now I understand Radhika's glory. Also my sweetness tasted by Radhika. Oh, so wonderful, incredible. My body becomes slackened. My body become like tortoise. And then Mahaprabhu thinking, oh my God, this is so nice. I should distribute it. So Mahaprabhu exhibit something, but Mahaprabhu entrust Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunatha and also Sri Sanatana. You may distribute this feeling, this Bhava Urasarasa, most highest feeling, which Radhika's maid servant could taste. This is most precious thing, but I want to distribute freely because I am feeling of Radhika. Motherly feeling, very, very generous feeling. So, Rupa, no, Sanatana, Rupa, Raghunatha, all Goswamis, they are distributing this feeling. Especially Raghunatha's Goswamis wrote Virapakshamanjari. This is amazing how he is practicing, how he is tasting, how he is meditating in Sadaka Deha and Siddha Deha. He disclosed all in detail to us. How many years ago? Maybe 30 years ago, I was listening from one Goswami from Vrindavan Mahimamrita. And then at that time, that person said, oh, I want to know Manjari, but to become Manjari, we have to know in detail how to decorate Radhika, you know, how to serving Radhika. But at that time, I was wondering, where can I learn this one? I don't know anything. And that Goswami did not disclose this secret. And later on, we could find out, oh, this is Virapakshamanjari. But by reading Virapakshamanjari, we cannot understand. We need the mercy of Rashika Vaishnava. We need mercy of someone who has Manjari Baba, Baba Urasarasa. So this is difficult to get it. So by divine arrangement, by Radhika's mercy, so all we get the mercy of our Gurudev, Sadhu Maharaj. For me, it's incredible. Because everybody thinking, you know, reading, hearing Virapakshamanjari, this ordinary, but I don't think so. This is very, very high, very, very difficult. I was reading one article, one IGM Goswami's, and he's saying, I don't know Radha Rasa Sudaniti. I know only here a few verses. So I cannot explain to this. This is guru who has hundreds of disciples. This is reality. So I'm so much grateful of, you know, I'm so much grateful of our Gurudev, Sadhu Maharaj, and also Anandas Babaji Maharaj, who wrote such wonderful commentary. And also someone who translated this book also, I'm so much grateful. That's, you know, honest feeling. So I, maybe I talk a lot, but this is the point is, I think, very, very important point. This humbleness. So we want to learn humbleness from Gurudev or other advanced Vaishnavas. This is a way to attain our Swarupa and our Swarupa Siddhi. That is my feeling. Radhe Radhe.
Jai Radhe. Very nice, Jayananda Maharaj, how you explain your feelings. And I agree, we are all very lucky to have this kind of blessing and association. Because the love of Vrindavan and the love of a maidservant, it is not something that I ever felt that anybody of the human people that I met in my life so far was emanating so obviously like the people from Vrindavan. It is true, we are all having some love and we are all loving. We know that we belong to love somehow. Otherwise, it would not be possible to live in a world where we need to talk about how to love. Because this world has a lot of challenges and many situations where we feel out of love. But the love of Srimati Radhika or the Brij Basis, who love her so much, the Dasis, it has a special quality. It has a special flavor of sweetness. That is the flavor of unconditional, of selfless love. And that is something I feel I am not so good at it. I have learned how to be very calculated. I have learned how always to exchange love when I receive love. But how to love when there's nothing in for me? How to love when I am beaten like Jesus? That is another quality. That is the divine love that is not under any circumstances, it will decrease. So I feel the same that we are hearing now about the love of the Brajbasis, those who are living in the consciousness of Vrindavan, of eternal happiness and eternal beauty and poetry and dance and eternal, you know, enchantment. That is something is very difficult to have it all the time here in this temporary world. But the soul, me as a soul, I am very greedy for this. And like we hear, the birds of the same feather like to flock together. Like, for example, when I wanted to learn how to drive a car, I was so excited. Why? Because I thought I will never learn how to drive a car. It's very complicated. I see the people driving a car. Maybe I was 16, 17, 18. And I think it's a miracle. They are holding the hands in the wheel. And then in the right hand, they are holding the stick for gearing. And then 2 feet, one is for gas and one is for braking. And the eyes have to look on the road. And I thought, it's too complicated. I will never learn how to do it. But just see how it worked out. There is a driving teacher next to me. They know how to drive and they have a faith in me that I can also learn how to drive. So I feel with the spiritual realization, it's the same. I feel this is so very complicated. It's so high. I can never reach it because I'm very conditioned soul. But here there's Gurudev, my Vaishnavas. All my friends are sitting next to me and behind me, and they are telling, you can do it. We are all learning how to drive and how to serve Srimati Radhika. So this is the, I think this is the miracle. We are so lucky that we can be very close to the persons who know already how to love on this very sweet level of selfless love to the divine, to Srimati Radhika. And they are, because just by sitting close to them, you remember that when you were learning how to drive a car, just sitting close to the driver's assistant, I mean the teacher, I felt completely more empowered. And after some time, it became natural, it became more secure, and I cannot explain how it works to learn it. But only I can see and say from my experience, being close with those who are driving their cars, who are living in their spiritual self, it just colors off. It comes slowly, but surely. And it will stick with the soul. The body we have to leave one day, yes, but the soul travels to the lotus feet. And why not start now our soul's journey and our servitude to Srimati Radhika? We are sitting close to very good people in our lives. And I have the hope that this will color my heart with the love for Radha Mohan, Srimati Radhika, and give this confidence that it will surely come one day, little by little. Even though it might seem very far away now, but it will come sooner than every one of us will think, just by being in the good birds association, the flying birds of Srimati Radhika's seva. Radhi.
Oh, I love this story, Suniti Didi. I'm laughing, I'm smiling, the big smile. I'm laughing out loud. It's, you got it right on. You got it right on, I think. It's so difficult for us because it's so easy, in a way. We go around and we talk like being the Radha Dasi is climbing Mount Everest. But the reality is that we are actually hardwired as Radha Dasi. We're made to be lovers. That's the starting point. So the question is, like Prabhupada tells us, is, you know, how to get back to who we are, how to fall back to who we are, to rediscover who we are. We're thinking it's hard, but it's really easy. It's just getting out of our own way. Our bodies, our souls want to be Radha Dasi. We're born this way. This is the constitutional position. This is what a soul is. It's a servant of love. Radha Dasi. So our battle, our struggle is just to get the nonsense out of our way. And then the driving school metaphor is so perfect, Suniti, that, you know, it's impossible. All these levers and pedals and start and stop and blink and right and left and what. But no, it's just going forward. And the other thing that's so beautiful, Suniti, is that you cannot learn it by explanation. You have to learn it by the driving instructor sitting there next to you and driving with you. What's important to us is that you cannot learn it from explanation. You have to feel it from association, most of all with Gurudev and other sadhus, and then also with other Vaishnavas. That what the message we really need to get across is the one that cannot be given in the books and cannot be gotten by climbing Mount Everest of the soul, but rather by falling down to who we are. We're natural born lovers. natural born lovers. So the only challenge is to get the other stuff out of the way that's blocking that identity.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Very beautiful.
Deceitfulness, living in lie, living opposite of the truth, and crookedness, hypocrisy, pretending, are other great obstacles to devotional advancement. The Lord will never want to bestow His mercy on a pretentious, crooked person. Therefore, Raghunath says, O mind, always give up Damba, vanity. It is a powerful obstacle to bhajan. Instead, become very attached to sweet spiritual object. My blessings and well wishes to all. Your Sadhu Maharaj.
Wow.
How you act in your life is your bhajan. Without bhajan, we never become soft. I am in love with you. Therefore, I see you everywhere. Everywhere I see you, my dear, I never want to forget you. Bhajan should not be exposed to anyone. You should not tell to others the way you perform your bhajan. No one should know it. It's not a show. It does not require any advertisement. Let's say you have received Naam from a powerful source. If you expose it, your bhajan will be spoiled. It is like a light of a lamp on the threshold of house. If it remains still, it will burn nicely. But if wind comes, it becomes unsteady. It may be extinguished. And what is the wind? It is the sound of our words. Whatever you do, you should not expose it by speaking about it. You should not say, I have done this much Naam. I've chanted so much. What you should expose is, sir, I didn't chant any Naam. I'm a fallen soul. Sinner. There is no greater sinner than me. I'm the worst, unworthy person in this world. Oh Lord, please bless me. Don't magnify yourself. This attitude is called Asura Sapada.
So Gurudev, if you could do some comment and mercy upon us, it would be very nice about bhajan, your feeling.
Actually, many guests are here to share this thing.
Okay, Gurudev, okay. If someone could do some comment, it very welcome. I'm not qualified to say so much.
Repeat again. What is the line? Repeat again. Please. Read again.
Yeah, go to that.
From bhajan. Maybe bhajan should know.
Okay. Bhajan should not be exposed to anyone. You should not tell to others how you perform your bhajan. No one should know it. It's not a show. It does not require any advertisement. Let's say that you have received Nam, holy name, from a powerful source. If you expose it, advertise it, your bhajan will be spoiled. It is like a light of a lamp on the entrance of a house. If it remains still, it will burn nicely. But if wind comes, it becomes unsteady. It may be extinguished. And what is that wind? It is the sound of our words.
Mm-hmm. About it. If I might comment. So, I mean, bhajan means two things in Sanskrit language, at least. One is prayer, to pray, to sing prayer, singing prayer. And the other is to be a vessel, to be a container. This means that true bhajan is the realization that I am not the origin of my prayer. I'm not the origin of my love, the love I feel for God. Doing bhajan means making oneself into a pipeline for divine love. Bhajan means offering one's body as a servant for something much, much greater than we are. To sing with our voices, to carry out puja with our bodies, to chant, to talk, to associate, all as pipelines, transmitting something that does not start with us and cannot end with us. Doing bhajan means passing along the love, passing along the energy of Radharani. So bhajan is never a me. God, look at me praying to you. I love you. I respect you. I bow down to you. Bhajan is erasing me to make Radharani's love flow through me. Radhe.
However you do your bhajan, you should not expose it with your tongue. You should not say, I have chanted this much Nam. But what you should expose is, Sir, I have not chanted any Nam. I'm a fallen soul, a sinner. There is no greater sinner than me. I'm the worst, the most unworthy person in this world. Oh, my Lord, please bless me. Don't magnify yourself, because this attitude is called Asura Sapada. So again, this is from Srila Bhakti Vaibhava Puri Goswami Maharaj, spoken in Vrindavan 16th February. Mm-hmm. 1992, 31 years ago. Radha, Radha.
Radhe, 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 Radhe.